together to tell the story of Emmanuel, God with us. We gather to remember this story, to wait and watch for him to come even now. Come, Lord Jesus.
In the beginning, God created human beings to love and be loved. God chose his greatest creation for this, but they did not choose God. Again and again, they turned away, but God did not give up. He kept calling. He kept loving.
The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined.
Though they walked in darkness, the people of God remembered his light. They tried everything to get back to God by themselves, but they could not. They cried out in their distress, and God heard them. He had a plan. Because they could not get to him, he would go to them himself.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
People walking in darkness shall see a great light. The people walking in darkness, on them a light shall shine.
Of God had walked in darkness so long that they did not remember how to live in his light. So God made a plan to prepare their hearts for him again. He sent an angel to a priest named Zechariah with a message.
The angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, and many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God.
And he shall go before him in the spirit of power of Elias, to turn the hearts of their fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Through John, God prepared the world for himself. John told the people to turn from their darkness. He told them what God was like so they could recognize him when he came.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God.
Lord,
All was ready. God would come, but not in the way his people had expected. He did not come as a mighty king or as a mysterious force. He came as a baby, born to a woman named Mary.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the tribe of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
God was teaching his people about himself. He does not come with force, but with humility and tenderness. He does not come through human action or will, but by his own perfect plan and loving power. Through Mary, God taught his people how to receive him through grateful surrender.
And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word.
Thank you.
God had done it. Jesus, Emmanuel, had come for his people once and for all. Though the world did not know that anything had changed, everything had.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Though the world did not yet know the good news, heaven could not contain its joy. The angels were amazed at the beauty of God's plan and the depth of his love. An angel announced the good news to some shepherds, and immediately all of heaven was lit up with rejoicing over what God had done.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."